Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session during the conference. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn today's meeting over to your host, George Hunter. You may begin.
Hi, good day, Tivoli sellers. This is George Hunter. I'm with the Tivoli Worldwide Sales Enablement Team for Automation, and I work with the folks from the former IntelliDIN acquisition, which is now the Tivoli NetCool Configuration Manager solution. And so today, we thought it would be very appropriate, being the day where the Tivoli NetCool Configuration Manager gets into the Passport Advantage, as well as the tool is available to be configured on the software quote to order, to have a great session refreshing folks about the fantastic value proposition that this solution brings to your customers, as well as run through how to configure the solution, what the price points are, so you have in your mind what to go to the customers with. So with that, of course, we're bringing the very best to the table today to discuss this. Dave Mahaly, who's the product manager of Tivoli NetCool Configuration Manager. We also have Gary Testa, who is the vice president of sales, as well as Nigel Oakley, who is one of the key folks with the IntelliDIN group that was the architect for the British Telecom sale that was made last year, the year before, and the year before. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dave Mahaly, the product manager, and like the operator had said, just please feel free to ask a question, you know, prompt to ask a question when you feel it's necessary, and there also will be some natural pauses throughout the presentation for that. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dave Mahaly. Dave, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, George. Thanks for joining, folks. As George said, my name is Dave Mahaly, the Worldwide Product Manager for what was the IntelliDIN product set, which will be now known as the NetCool Configuration Manager. So if you folks have the slide deck in front of you, if you jump to slide number two, run through the agenda briefly. So first of all, we're going to talk or recap a little bit on what the actual product, the key value prop of what the product brings to the Tivoli portfolio. How does it fit and complement the existing Tivoli portfolio? How does it extend and strengthen the value prop of the Tivoli assets itself? So when IntelliDIN was acquired earlier on this year, it really complemented the actual Tivoli portfolio by bringing key best-of-breed configuration and compliance management to the portfolio. And we'll give you folks a little bit of a refresher on where that fits and the key value prop. Then the market drivers behind Configuration and Compliance Manager, just touch on what are the key drivers in the market today that are making configuration management and compliance management a key part of any management stack within enterprise customers and large telco customers. So more and more you have drivers that are pushing customers towards investing in this area. What we're going to do is we're going to help you identify through kind of tailored questions how you can identify your existing Tivoli NetCool customers and how you can focus in on which ones are prime candidates for configuration compliance management today. After the market drivers, we touch on the NetCool Configuration Manager's unique approach to solving these customer network challenges. So the investment that IntelliDIN has made over a number of years, the awards that they've won, the patents they've submitted, have really helped deliver a kind of a best-of-breed product. And with that, they have key value props that are totally distinct from the competing products in the market space. So we'll touch on some of those. Key to the actual value prop and business value delivered by the configuration management product portfolio is the fact that there will be key product integrations into other aspects of the Tivoli portfolio. So, for example, integrating with Omnibus Network Manager, we will talk towards how these integrations will be put in place up front with the product as it's going to be from August 1st. And then going forward, some of the other key integration areas that you'll see as we develop the roadmap for this component. And then lastly, we'll touch on selling NetCool Configuration Manager. So jumping into slide number three, what is network configuration management? So network configuration management, as you'll see here, if you look at what a lot of folks would understand today within the server configuration management space within Tivoli. You have products like Tivoli Provisioning Manager, which take care of server configuration. So Tivoli Network Configuration Manager is an equivalent product that takes care of network device configurations. So basically, the actual IntelliDent acquisition is really complementing and completing the configuration management story from Tivoli. Okay. Then the network device support. So the device support, there's a huge range of device support that comes to the table with TN3M. Basically, everybody from multiple different types of devices, switches, DSLAM, soft switches, right? Huge quantity of devices across multiple different vendor types. So, for example, Cisco, Juniper, you see a list of them in front of you. So, huge amount of device support out of the box with the network configuration manager. And then what's so unique about this type of environment when you're looking to do network configuration management? Network configuration management, the unique challenges that you have in this area are the fact that any large network has multiple different vendors deployed in single network instances. So you have multiple different vendors at play. Each of these vendors will have multiple different device types that have each of those will have different types of operating systems in place or different versions of them, which in itself brings different sets of commands on each of those. So very quickly you start to see that this has its unique challenges, quite complex, a lot of variety. So the NCM device support that comes out of the box addresses a lot of these challenges directly for the devices that we support. Okay. So if you look at the network configuration management in itself, what is unique about it and what helps you derive value from it is that network configuration management is basically allowing you get visibility into the configuration that is residing within the devices in your network today. So you can get a single repository of your network configuration that allows you to basically analyze these configurations, make decisions, calculate work out remediations when there's configuration errors within your networks. So it allows you get a central point of contact to control access to your devices and manage your network in an automated, cohesive fashion. Okay. And touching very briefly on the benefits, this will allow you, because you now have a tool in place to allow you get visibility into the configuration and compliance management, you can track who touched the devices, which device, what changed, why, and when these changes occurred. So this information obviously helps from a diagnostic root cause perspective. Then benefits enabling you to make reliable changes in the network. So a huge amount of problems that occur in networks today are due to incorrect configuration changes happening. So NCM will allow you to kind of make these changes more reliable, not break the network. Where there is an error in a configuration, you can roll back to a previous version of configuration. And all of this can be done in a kind of a near real-time manner. You can define policies across your network configuration so that you can make sure that your network is adhering to best practices, industry standards, yeah, so you can make sure that your business is in no way compromised by the integrity of the network. Slide 4, IBM has acquired IntelliDent. Okay, so what are some of the key drivers of what IntelliDent brings to the table? So IntelliDent was a leading provider of network automation solutions for managing operation lifecycle of heterogeneous networks. So the challenges that we've briefly outlined in the previous slide, the variety that you see within today's networks, the complexity is ever increasing. So some of the key areas that the IntelliDent assets will deliver to the table now within IBM, automating routine network device management tasks, understanding what the impact is when changes take place on services, customers, and help you to proactively manage these impacts so you can limit the actual impact on the bottom line of a business. Okay? Automating and enforcing corporate and regulatory standards through the policy enforcement. So again, with policies defined across your network, it allows you to make sure that your network is tracking towards your defined policies, and you can enforce the policies with intelligent remediation where policies are breached. Some of the key unique USPs for the IntelliDent product set, proven scalability, deployed in some very, very large deployments worldwide, of which Nigel will talk to briefly about British Telecom in a moment. revolutionary smart model technology. Smart model technology is basically a modeling of what the configuration of within network devices that allows you get increased control and analysis of the actual configuration that's in place on devices, and we'll touch on that a little bit. And then the automation modes that allow you to target a solution towards different skill sets and different needs. Comprehensive compliance management. Again, compliance is becoming an ever more important part within the network management space. And lastly, open APIs, because any configuration and compliance management tool will need to make sure that it can reside within a complex OSS architecture that, so it, that can be driven and interact with existing systems today. And IntelliDent does that very well through its open APIs. Slide 5. Slide 5 gives a little bit of a brief overview of the landscape of where the IntelliDent products sit or reside within the Tivoli portfolio. So if you look at the left-hand side where you've got fault and event management, that's derived with products like Omnibus, Network Manager. Okay, again, best of breed products that would originally come from Netcool over into your performance management. Performance management coming from TNPM, which is a converged wireless and wireline performance management product. So fault management and event management, network management, giving you a view to, you know, the faults, what are occurring in your network. Performance, giving you a view over the longer term performance and trend of the key metrics across your network. Now, the IntelliDent configuration and compliance management piece is now allowing you to go and actually start configuring, fixing problems on the network, and tracking to make sure all of these changes which end up directly impacting the network are adhering to your policies and making sure that your network is more available, keeping your services available for your end users. Then right over towards enrichment and automation that will be delivered through products like Impact, for example. So IntelliDent, very complementary to the existing stack. So for any of you sellers today that have customers that have products like Omnibus, Network Manager, okay, Performance Management, TPM, this IntelliDent product set is directly complementary with those assets. And then moving above in the management stack up towards service quality, SLA management, customer experience management, again, because configuration management is key towards driving the actual configuration of your devices at the network management layer. That's key towards delivering any services, delivering on, you know, end-to-end SLAs, and ultimately impacting customers that are going to be using services that happen to traverse your network. Okay. If we go to slide six, moving IntelliDent into the IBM product portfolio. So what we did within the movement of the IntelliDent product assets into IBM is we took a number of different components that were offered as IntelliDent, as you see here, R-Series 5.3, NetNovo, of which you had a number of different components, R-Series, NCCM, changing configuration, PBCM, policy-based compliance manager, OS manager. We have now consolidated all of those into one single product offering called Tivoli Netcool Configuration Manager, TNCM. Okay? And as we go through the presentation, we'll give you visibility into, you know, what this consolidated offering looks like, the value that it's going to deliver out of the box, and also how you can ultimately go and offer this in or sell this into your existing customers. Slide seven has a lot of information on it, but essentially slide seven is a very good representation of all of the key value prop items for the different segments of what TNCM offers. So if we walk briefly across this slide from left to right, you've got your security and administration. So again, because NCM is taking care of the actual configuration and compliancy, it gives you very good fine-grained security control of who's accessing what devices, which user groups at a user group level, at an individual user level. You can control which commands are sent to devices down to individual parameters. And you can basically start organize your network to control who gets access to your network in what scenarios. So you can organize it by realms. So you can do it by geography, logical groupings. So it allows you really to secure your network, who can access the network, when they can access it. And obviously anything that's done then when they do have access is tracked and recorded, so you have full audit and control about what's happening on your network. Moving over to configuration and compliance management. Configuration and compliance management is basically allowing you to get through the automation of configuration tasks within the network. So, for example, any of your existing customers today that have networks from a couple of hundred devices up to tens of thousands of devices, a huge portion of their job is running, kind of repetitive tasks day in, day out that takes a lot of manpower, a lot of room for error. NCM allows you to basically, TNCM allows you to automate those tasks to significantly reduce the cost of doing it, do it more reliably, make sure you're getting it right first time, and tracking all of those changes so that if you need to start basically rolling back changes to a previous version of configuration, TNCM allows you, because of its smart model technology, it knows which order to send commands to certain types of devices, okay? And when you want to revert to previous version of configuration, TNCM allows you to undo those configurations to roll you back to a previous state. So again, very, very compelling, very distinct from the competing products. And all of this can be done basically for all of the managed devices. You have also the ability to go and get a full backup of all the configuration within your network. You can track the actual versioning of the configuration of all your network devices. So this allows you, when there's a problem within the network, you can easily restore service on devices due to basically pushing configuration down towards your devices. Moving over to compliance and audit. Compliance and audit basically gives you a central repository, flexible repository, that allows you to make sure that you are going to be tracking against your operational policies, security policies, industry standards policies. So this will make sure that your network is behaving in accordance with, you know, your key business directives, your industry compliances that you must meet day in, day out. And it can do this by allowing you to basically define policies in a very flexible way. You've got a graphical user interface that allows you to reuse policy components. You can start to basically roll out policies, define intelligent remediation so that if there is a breach in a policy, what actions do you take and carry out once there is a breach in a policy? So you can start to do closed loop fault resolution when there's a breach, when there's a change in your network that breaches a policy, you can automatically remediate it and take that work item out of an operator stack in a day-to-day fashion. Then the network provisioning. Network provisioning, basically a lot of customers today that don't have an automated tool in place do a lot of their network provisioning and activation through scripts. So highly complex, very error-prone scripts. So again, TNCM allows that automation and allows the network provisioning to take place in a kind of a centralized control manner. The actual APIs that reside within TNCM allow other tools to interact with TNCM to drive the actual provisioning in an automated fashion of your network devices. Okay, so again, allowing TNCM to drop in to an already existing complex customer environment. So moving to slide 8. Slide 8 gives a very high-level view of some of the success stories behind IntelliDent, some of the customers that have put this technology into place. So just touching on some of the main points before I hand you over to Nigel. So key idea, and this is a key point for all sellers to remember when you're talking about TNCM. TNCM, while you see some very large customers over on the right-hand side of the slide here with the likes of BT, Telefonica, Verizon, how the product is built is that it can be dropped into very, very small environments, so you can drop it into very small enterprise customers, and the architecture is designed so that it will scale up to very, very large, complex networks. So, for example, up into the likes of the BT or the Verizons, you can scale from very, very small deployments up to very, very large deployments. The actual smart model technology that's used allows for very, very advanced configuration and compliancy capabilities. Again, one of the ones we touched on is the intelligent rollback capability. Smart models, again, totally unique to TNCM, totally unique to IntelliDent, and a key beater of the competition in the marketplace. Scalability, we have systems deployed within existing customers of greater than 100,000 devices in one instance of the product. Okay, and again, that is one of the key differentiators for against a lot of the competing products in this space, whereas Intelliden and now TNCM have delivered that in the field in these very, very highly complex, very large networks. Okay? And then touching on multi-tenant features, again, which allow real fine-grained controls about who gets access to what aspects of your network. Okay? And with that, what I'll do is hand you over to Nigel to give a brief insight into what Intelliden has done within BT, give you a view of what the challenges were and how that deployment is looking today.
Thanks, Dave. BT has been probably one of the most significant customers that we've had in the history of Intelliden. We sold something approaching $30 million worth of software over the length of the relationship we've had with that customer. And they have used all of Intelliden's product capabilities and also at the same time have deployed it very widely across their organization. There are three major deployments of Intelliden inside BT. These are in Global Services, which is a BT's managed service provider division within their internal IT operations, which is known as TIS, and also within their virtual data center environment. So just touching briefly on each of those. Common theme across BT, to reinforce what Dave said earlier, is the ability for the Intelliden product to scale ultimately to very, very large deployments, but utilizing one database, one common set of information, which means that pretty uniquely for these large operators, they can start to centralize and utilize all the information they have available about the configurations they have within their networks. So to the Global Services division, that deployment currently has over 100,000 devices under management, and pretty much the top enterprises are being managed in one form or another by Intelliden through the BT network. When we first engaged with BT Global Services, they had the same problem that you recognize in a lot of operators who have large networks that they're managing and configuring on a regular basis. And that is that it's done largely in an ad hoc manner, with individuals owning their own configuration details, their own scripts, and a lot of the information is locked into those engineers' heads rather than being centralized into one repository. Although BT Global Services initially procured Intelliden for compliance, and in fact rolled compliance out across the whole of their network, one of the other major features that they recognized was the ability to start to put structure, auditing, and reporting on top of the configuration change that was being made to their customer networks. This is absolutely fundamental if you want to be able to improve the quality of service as an operator you're offering to your customers. You have to be able to accurately audit, log, and also to be able to test for operational and regulatory processes on that network to ensure you're making changes effectively. And that's one of the key capabilities that we brought to the Global Services environment. Almost also at the same time, we have, through the very flexible API that exists on the Intelliden product, integrated this into a lot of the northbound OSS platforms that BT has. With the TIS environment, this is BT's internal IT network, they use that for compliance. They have to be able to attest to various different organizations that the networks that they operate are secure and adhere to their regulatory processes. And in fact, that's a mandatory requirement in some cases for reporting your results on Wall Street, is the fact that you can prove your network is compliant against your own processes. And then the final deployment is with the virtual data center. This was one of the first deployments probably in the world of a cloud service-based system. Initially, when BT designed this, they designed it to be manually configured, but they discovered very, very rapidly that it took too long and it was too inaccurate for individuals to try and configure the complexity of ensuring all the correct services, network services, were correctly attached to the appropriate customers. They approached IntelliDent to be able to do the network configuration component, working in conjunction with their other OSS platforms, and we've delivered a fully functional network configuration platform for automatically configuring their cloud-based services or the network components of their cloud-based services. So in summary, a very successful customer for IntelliDent has pretty much demonstrated everything you can do with the platform in one form or another over a long and successful relationship. Dave.
Thank you, Nathan. At that stage, guys, we'll pause very briefly, see if there's any questions before moving on to the...
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. At this time, we show no questions.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So if we go to slide 10, folks, just to talk a little bit about the actual drivers. We've touched on some of these already as we presented the initial material, so I'll move through these relatively quickly. But again, just to define what the problem is today within enterprise customers, within large telco customers, basically starting on the top left-hand side, you have an explosion in the actual complexity, amount of devices, and the variety of devices within networks. Okay, so that in itself is basically making the management and the configuration of networks an ever-increasing challenge for customers today. Then moving to the right, trying to get visibility into the actual known state or what you have out there within your network is becoming more and more difficult, as you basically have devices in unknown states, devices that may not have been discovered correctly. So what TNCM allows you to do is get a visibility into one central repository of what network devices you've got, what's the actual configuration, the version of them, the actual management of the actual configuration on those devices. Then moving over to the right-hand side, increasing compliance burden. And again, this is one we've touched on, but it's key really to the value prop and drivers around positioning TNCM. Again, as Nigel mentioned there, for a lot of companies, you know, compliancy is not an optional task, or it's not something that they aspire to. Legally, they have to go and be compliant with various different industry standards, and they need to be able to prove that those standards are being adhered to within their network environment. And again, TNCM allows you to put those policies in place, allows you to enforce the actual policies, so you can start consistently ensuring that your network 24/7 is adhering to the policies that have been defined to make sure that you're driving the most from your business with your network, you know, as a key kind of underpinning component of any successful business. Then if you look at the amount of changes that are happening within a network, and again, anybody who's reasonably familiar with large enterprise or telco customers, the amount of changes that are happening within customers' environments are increasing exponentially. The amount of OS, varieties of OS that are out there on your devices, the actual management of these networks is becoming, you know, nightmarish in a lot of cases for some of the more complex networks. And then again, at the same time, with businesses trying to drive down costs and actually minimizing the number of staff that they're using to go and manage these networks, you have an ever-increasing challenge with employees trying to keep on track of the actual tasks that they need to do. Yeah? And then over on the bottom right-hand side, you talk about the actual, how do you control who's actually accessing your network? So security has become an ever more important aspect, even for you know, small to medium-sized enterprises, where they're trying to control who's accessing their network, what are they actually doing, what's the impact on the business. Again, TNCM allows you to go and identify, audit, and report on those. Moving on to the next slide, so moving on to slide 11. Slide 11 just gives some statistics taken from some of the key analysts in the space. Again, some of you guys may have seen some of these statistics before, but to touch on them, starting at the top, if you look at 60% of the errors, largest cause of network outages. So basically, configuration errors that are happening in networks globally today are having a huge impact, right, on the actual... You know, these manual configuration errors are having a huge impact on the businesses that are inherently reliant on these networks. Okay. If you touch on moving down here, you see the actual, you know, you've got key aspects of the routine tasks. For example, 45% of engineering time spent on manual configuration. Again, by putting automated tools and policy compliance in place there, you're dramatically saving costs for customers, okay, by basically taking out a lot of those routine tasks out of their daily work stack. Okay. And then at the end, as you see here, you know, inconsistency on your security side of the house is basically driving huge problems within your network, again, due to devices that are non-compliant within your network. And in a lot of cases, customers are oblivious to the fact that they are non-compliant. If we move on to slide 12, we touch a little bit on some of the actual, how do you identify, in this next section what we talk about is how do you identify what are the key questions that you need to go and ask your customers today. Yeah. So moving on to slide 13. So slide 13 talks about three different segments that are key to the value prop of TNCM. And again, if you put this slide into build mode, you'll see basically these are key questions that if you go and ask these questions to your existing customers today, so for example, in network security and access control, can you identify, you know, when you ask these questions to your customer, can they identify who's accessing their network devices, what changes are happening on the devices, what's the impact on these, what's the impact on the devices and the business processes that rely on those networks? When your operational staff are working on problems day to day, do they know what changes are happening, why these changes are occurring? Are any of these changes approved? So again, TNCM will allow that automation and visibility as a part of their daily operational task, visibility into what changes are happening, who's making the changes, where are the changes happening within their network. Second portion here, comprehensive network backup and recovery. Again, quite a fundamental thing, but essential for any network in today's environment. So how do customers perform backup of all the variety of different configurations they have today? In many cases, customers will have sporadic backups of specific parts of their network. They may have them on engineers' laptops. But again, TNCM allows you to centralize this, right? If changes are happening in the network day to day, how do customers track that those changes are occurring? Okay. Is there an incremental backup needed? If you need to go and actually, if changes are occurring on devices and you recognize that some of the changes that have been put into place are having an impact on the actual network performance or the availability of network components, then you can roll back to actually previous network configurations, again, through NCM allowing you to automate that task. Okay? And then the last piece, again, we touched on this briefly, but some of the questions to get into specifically with customers, okay? How do you ensure that that changes, as they're occurring continuously in your network day in, day out, how do you ensure that those changes are staying within the boundaries of the actual policies that you've defined from your business perspective, from the industry standards? Again, TNCM will allow you to do this. So these are the questions, guys, that if you're talking to customers, these are the ones that start hitting your customers with to help you identify if there's a solid opportunity today for existing Tivoli customers that are using our assets today. So this will really help you recognize and identify them.
Hey, Dave, this is Gary. One thing to keep in mind for the IBM sellers is that the answers to these questions generally from their customers will be no. They don't have visibility into these levels. So as you work through these questions with your customers, if you start to see a pattern of no, I don't have this, or no, I can't answer that question, what you're really doing is coming back with a qualified opportunity. And I think what we've tried to do here with these questions is pick ones that are high enough levels that you can ask various people within the organization. In other words, you don't have to be sitting directly in front of a technology person. You could be sitting in front of an executive. And what these are also designed to do is to be able to have you start a conversation with them. Well, if you can't get your customers back online quickly after a problem, you know, why is that? You know, you'll start to see that there's process. You'll start to see that a lot of this is, Dave has been talking about, is all manual. So I would really stress that you run through these with your customers, try and capture the answers, and then bring those back, and then, you know, the Tivoli Tiger team and the former Intelliden members will be happy to sit down and work with you to really go through these, you know, what responses you've gotten, how they can qualify. So back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Gary. Okay, folks, if you jump to slide 14, so the target audiences. So within your existing customers today, and I think Gary hit the nail on the head when he talked about, you know, the level of questions that are positioned on slide 13 really allow you to talk to multiple different groups within the business. And specifically, slide 14 starts to identify a few of these different kind of subgroups within the customer of who really would have a stake in a tool like TNCM. So starting on the top right-hand side, again, I won't run through each of these in detail, but yeah, CTO, CIO, the architect or the standard setter. In other words, people within the business, be it enterprise or telco, that basically wants to go and define, set network standards, make sure that the business is meeting them. When anything new is going to get rolled out into the network, make sure it's done in a kind of a consistent manner, again, in adherence with their kind of best practices and policies, and then make sure that, as Nigel mentioned with the BT example, make sure that as these things are happening that you've got the reporting and auditing function that's a key portion of that, so that at any stage you can actually prove that you are compliant, or where you're not compliant, you can identify very easily why you're not compliant. And then moving quickly around these, your chief security officer, obviously, as we touched on a number of times, the TNCM product allows you now get visibility into who's going to access what parts of your network. So it allows you get that fine-grained control about securely accessing different portions of your network, again, in an auditable way that's trackable. Again, key value prop for any security officer within an enterprise or in a telco customer. And then moving around to the more operational focused staff, your operational guys obviously have huge benefit from a product like TNCM, is that in a lot of cases today, operations functions within enterprises and telcos have monitoring products that give them a view to when faults occur in the network, when there's a performance degradation. But then in a lot of cases, they have to go digging to see what's the actual root cause behind those faults or those performance degradations. Now, by taking change in configuration data and policy complaints data into the mix with fault data and performance data, as we have within the Tivoli portfolio, you now get a blending of those various pieces of information so you can identify where changes in the network have directly impacted, services that generated faults that ended up degrading performance. So it's really starting to bring together the key parts of the portfolio to allow you see when changes are directly impacting your business. We go to slide 15. Slide 15 gives a high-level competitive view, and so some of the highlights here when you go down through the left-hand side. So you go down to the left-hand side, you see some of the main competitors across the top. So Opsware, which got purchased by HP a couple of years back. EMC, again, who purchased Avoyance. And then BMC, AlterPoint. So when you look down here with the TNCM, so basically some of the real differentiators, we touched on a little bit earlier, is if you look at the smart model device support, smart models, basically, which allows you model the configuration data on a specific device, allows you get very, very, very good control of what you can do with the device configuration for searching for information, for defining, basically, it's a normalization of the actual configuration information so that you can look at configuration information in a consistent manner across multiple different types of devices. And again, it's all GUI-driven, so the smart model is a unique capability to the TNCM product. Now, when you move down through the list, again, the fact that within TNCM, if you look at the state-aware configuration, the fact that we basically have the most up-to-date view of what the configuration is on a device, and if we need to roll back the previous versions of the configuration, we can basically start to do, we can track the actual state of a device at any particular moment in time, and then if we need to start doing things like rolling back the previous states of a device, we can roll back the previous versions of the configuration without having to reboot a device. again, I think it's pretty unique if you look at the intelligent rollback item to the PNCM product set. Scalability is something we touched on a little bit earlier. So scalability is one of the real key differentiators of the TNCM product. As Nigel will have touched on with the BT example, really it's been, you know, field-proven deployments. Again, a lot of the competition to do anything similar will end up deploying multiple instances of products. So again, when you're in a competing situation, it's key to really bring these, you know, kind of attack statements to the front. And again, we, the IntelliDent, the product teams can help you guys solidify this when you do bring qualified opportunities to the table. Again, the last point here, which is really, really essential when you're going in to talk to existing customers, is the idea of out-of-the-box integration with fault management and network management. So in other words, assets that your existing customers have, things like Omnibus, Network Manager, okay, the first release of the TNCM product, which comes out on August 1st, it had out-of-the-box integration with these products. So basically, you can go and start getting visibility into events that are related to change and policy compliance. When you discover networks through Tivoli Network Manager, basically, that discovery, the access information can be seeded over to TNCM, so that basically we leverage the discovery information from Network Manager, limiting the amount of, you know, accesses or touches on the network devices, and only basically connecting with those devices then from a configuration perspective. Okay. We also have out-of-the-box launching context support from Omnibus Network Manager into change and compliancy reports that are delivered through a number of pre-built Tivoli Common Reporting or TCR reports. So what this allows you to do in very simple terms is that when you're looking at problems within Omnibus Network Manager, you can right-click and start seeing the actual change events, policy compliances that are directly tied or potentially associated with problems that are occurring that you see within Omnibus or within Network Manager. So you can launch in context for a specific device and see the actual, you know, what changes happened, who made the changes, and then you can actually drill into the specific configurations at a particular point in time. So very, very compelling for existing customers. And again, we've got lots of collateral that will help you really sell that out-of-the-box integration value for those customers. So jumping to slide 16. So slide 16 touches very, very briefly on some of the integration points. So if you put slide 17 into build mode, we touched very briefly earlier on this concept of closed-loop problem resolution. So if you put into build mode, what you've got today with Omnibus, this allows you to basically track what faults are happening in the network. So you, this will help you to detect when problems are occurring in your network, okay? ITNM will allow you then, you know, through its topology views, get visibility, perform root cause analysis to identify the impact of the actual problem, okay? Now with the introduction of TNCM, you can now basically go and start to correct the problems, right? So where problems are tied into actual configuration errors within the network, which as we showed a little bit earlier, can be in a huge amount of cases, you can now go and correct those problems through TNCM, okay? Where changes take place within the network, TNCM will basically automatically check for compliance against the defined policies. Where there's breaches in policies, you then have intelligent remediation built in to actually correct those problems, and you have continuous streaming of information around policy breaches sent back to Omnibus. So at a very, very high level, allows you to see that now with TNCM, you can start to close the loop on these problem resolution. So where you start to see very, very repetitive routine problems occurring in a network, and if you talk to your customers today, a lot of their time is spent in these repetitive tasks that they end up fixing day in, day out, week in, week out. So this will allow you to put in place, remove those tasks, automate it, and actually track. So as you're incrementally doing this, you can take a lot of those routine problems off the table for your existing customers. Again, very strong value prop in that. Slide 18. So strong integration equals cross-selling with other Tivoli products. So again, we've talked a little bit about the actual integration value that you have. So the first IBM-branded release of TNCM is available the 1st of August. So as George said at the outset, is available in Passport today. The TNCM 6.1 product is available for purchase. This has, okay, it's obviously been branded IBM, but it also has distinct value driven around integration with Omnibus and Network Manager out of the box in that initial release. Okay. So again, some of the actual, I won't read through all of the slide, but it gives you a view of some of the kind of key value prop talking to Omnibus, ITNM customers. So TNCM really helps to complement what customers are doing today for fault and network management. And then if you look at TNPM, again, a lot of performance problems that occur are directly tied towards changes that occur within the network. Now, bringing TNCM and TNPM type data together, you can start to see, again, where degradations are inherently tied to potential configuration changes and policy breaches within the network. Yeah. So then if we move on to slide 19, I'm just conscious we're running close on time. So getting to the actual selling of TNCM itself. So if you go to slide 20, what you've got is starting at the top part of the slide, right? What are the chargeable components for the new TNCM product? So very simply what you do is at a minimum for a customer, you need to sell them the base and you need to sell them the standard device tier for the devices they're managing. So what does the standard device tier allow you to do? Standard device tier allows you to basically do kind of communication with devices and allows you to do native commands. So interacting, for example, through a CLI interface onto a device, it allows you to go and push and pull commands in that native mode. Okay? So that's what it allows you to do. So at a minimum, you need to purchase, a customer needs to purchase the base, of which has had, you know, multiple IntelliDent products rolled into a single low price base. And then you've got your standard device tier, which you need to purchase for all the devices you're going to manage. Okay? So the two of those components are mandatory. Then the optional components are your smart model device tiers. So you've got two smart model device tiers at the moment, smart model tier 1, tier 2. Again, in each of the boxes here, you see the actual component numbers as well as you'll see them within your tools, okay? And the prices per device of each of these. So what's the difference between smart model tier 1 and smart model tier 2? So smart models, as I hope you guys have got a view of, smart models allows you to do advanced configuration and compliance capabilities on the devices you're managing. So the difference between tier 1 and tier 2 is that as we build model support, depending on the complexity of the device, we will categorize them as a tier 1 device or a tier 2 device. Tier 1 being at a high level, kind of simpler type devices, tier 2 becoming more complex, you know, kind of core network type devices. Then the OS manager tier is basically allows you to basically do OS upgrade support for a specific device. Okay. Now what I'll do over the next couple of slides is just walk you through step by step what do you need to do when you're going to actually build a quote or sketch out what information do you need from a customer and what are the key components you need to go and build a TNCM quote. Okay. So if you go to slide 21, and if you put it into build mode, slide 21 walks through an example of what you need to do step by step. So if you're talking to a customer, if you ask all the questions that Gary touched on a little bit earlier, you qualify the opportunity and you progress to the stage where the customer wants you to give them a quote for managing their network. This is the slide that will help you build out and take you through step by step what you need to do. So step one, what you do is you count the total number of devices to be managed, okay, within the network. But the key here is you need to do that by vendor and type, okay? So down below the first step here, you will see an example of what I mean. So, for example, if a customer has a total of 2,500 devices, okay, you will need to go on, you need standard device support for all those 2,500 devices. But the customer only wants to use smart models for a portion of them. Okay, so again, if you remember back to the previous slide, standard device is mandatory for everything. Smart model is optional, so you can offer smart model for a segment of the network or you can offer it for the whole network. Okay, so here you see that the customer has wants to basically have smart models for 1,000 Cisco 3250 devices, 150 Cisco 6519 devices, and 100 Juniper 705 devices. Okay, so here you see we're counting the devices by vendor and type. Okay, now if we move to the second step in the process, and if you have the slide in build mode, what you'll see is that you have a hyperlink where it says click here, which brings you to the central location for the devices that are supported within TNCM today. Okay, so going forward, we will maintain that list. So you go to that location, and you will basically look up the devices that the customer is asking, and you'll see the categorization of those devices within that list. Okay? So basically, that's where you map them towards Smart Model Tier 1, Smart Model Tier 2. Okay? And then moving over to, if you look at Note 3 under that, second point on Note 3 is basically in the event that a device is not supported, okay? So when you look up the device support list, you don't see that device, you don't see the vendor or the specific type of device listed, although we have support obviously for hundreds of different devices. If it's not there, then if you click on that hyperlink where it says here, that will bring you to the process of how you request new device support, right? So moving on, so assuming you've got your devices, moving on to step three, what you now need to do is you now need to start building out the actual RVUs that you need to order, okay? So on slide three, basically the base product, as I mentioned, is a flat fee, okay? And then the actual device tiers for standard, smart model, OS, they are driven, are scaled by RVUs, okay? So if you convert the devices that you counted out in step two, if you convert those to RVUs in step three, if you again click the hyperlink that says click here, that will bring you to the RVU calculator where you then fill in the number of Smart Model Tier 1, Smart Model Tier 2, and if you see Smart Model Tier 2 in this case, we have rolled together both the Cisco 6509, which we have 150 of them, and 100 of the Juniper 705, giving us 250 total Smart Model Tier 2s. When you look them up in the conversion tool, you get the number of RVUs we see here. Then you have the input that you need to go and plug into your ordering tool. So we need one base product, which is flat. Then you need 1285 standard device tier, and then 710 Smart Model Tier 1, 235 Tier 2, and then 235 for OS Manager. Again, it's a lot of information to take on board for the moment, guys, but basically, when you do get to that stage, as Gary mentioned, the Tiger team is there to support, as are the product management team. This is a good reference point to walk you through very simply the information that you need to build when you're putting your quote together. Okay. Then slide 22 gives a different visualization of the same example. So here you see it laid out in tabular form, broken down with the part numbers, the actual prices of the part numbers. So it just lays it out like you would when you're laying out an actual quote and giving you the total dollar price down at the end here. Okay. So the example that's on slide 21 is the same as the example on slide 22. So 21 shows you how you get to the RVUs, and then slide 22 shows you the kind of end product and the price. So the price here, the important thing to note here is that the price here is list price. Obviously, you know, with average discounting applied here, this price could be dramatically brought down depending on what type of customer you're going after. In slide 23, George, I'm not sure if you want to talk of anything specifically on slide 23 other than the actual, this is the Siebel information for placing orders related to this product.
All I would say in this is that currently it's listed as Intelliden. You may see a change in the future where it actually becomes Tivoli NetCool Configuration Manager, but I know how important it is for everyone to have things recorded in Siebel, and this is how you would do that.
Okay, and slide 24. George, do you want to touch on the...
Yeah, absolutely. There's been some questions as to whether or not we'll continue the incentive, and this is going on through the end of the year, so you will have the capability of earning additional money by identifying and selling the Civily Configuration Manager tool. So there's additional incentives on top of your already incremental revenue that you'll receive. So some great incentives to go out and get customers interested in this solution and add it to, you know, an existing ELA, because it is something your customers are going to look to over the next 3 years. And, you know, we should be the ones that they look to have this solution for.
Thanks, George. And then finally, folks, on slide 25, just some of the key contacts, of which you have a number of us on the phone here today. What I would point out is if you look for more information, the product wiki is continuously updated with new use case decks, sales collaterals, and so on. It's a good reference point. And then in the backup of this deck, so the second half of this deck, of which we're not going to touch on now, it touches on a more elaborate view of the actual integration use cases, okay? It also touches on a number of case studies that, you know, were very successful for IntelliDent. And then it gives a little bit more information about the actual product, the value prop around the product, again, which we don't have time to cover here today. And it also finally talks towards the actual, a little bit more detail, some screenshots on the integration value prop between Omnibus and Network Manager. And also, finally, some additional selling information about the actual tier definitions and stuff like this. Okay. So at that stage, I think we'll open for questions.
Yeah, and I would, as people are getting ready to get their questions set up, I would like to point out just a couple things in summary. One of the things that you had mentioned, Dave, and I want to make sure people understand that if they're the customer's routers are not on the list of supported devices, that does not mean that they're not a prospect. We can use the OS device for covering them at the time until such time that we would have, you know, the smart model for that specific device. So that does not exclude a customer from being a qualified prospect. And then also, I also did want to point out that there are FCT parts for this solution as well. They are out on, I have the complete list on the Software Seller work page that you have links to this on. And as well, one of the key pieces of information when ordering through the FCT is that you would choose it underneath the Micromuse title, and that will pull up your parts for this. Just a little trick inside of this for ordering within FCT. But please ask any questions of a very experienced panel here.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. And our first question comes from George Slack. Your line is now open.
Good morning. Dave, a couple questions here. On one of your initial slides, on slide... to it. 7. I noticed that you removed the discovery and synchronization portion of it. Can you elaborate on why that's no longer as part of the functional map?
Yeah, sure, George. So within, just for the other folks on the call, so within the IntelliDent product set, one of the components that would have been advertised and marketed within IntelliDent was a discovery component, okay? Now, that discovery capability is still within the TNCM product today and will remain there for the immediate future. It will not be advertised as a separate kind of purchasable component as it would have been, you know, in some cases positioned within IntelliDent. So what that means really is that the TNCM product, if it's sold as standalone today and going forward, it will still be able to perform its discovery as it did within IntelliDent, okay? And then over time, what we will do is we may leverage common discovery components from TNCM and Network Manager, okay? So all slide 7 really means, George, is that It's not something that we're actively going to go out and position TNCM as being able to do, but obviously we will be able to go and discover the network.
Okay, that's good. Okay. My next question is on slide 20. Can you elaborate when you have the standard device tier? That's a one-time charge that supports all the standard devices?
Yeah, so for every device you want to manage, you need to purchase the standard device tier. Yeah.
Now, will we be converting what we have for smart model support into standard model support as a part of that?
Yeah, so what we have actually from the 6.1 release is that as we produce our smart models, we also will produce standard device support for those same list of models, okay? Now, a key point, I guess, for everybody else on the call, and I think, George, you touched on it, is that where we don't have smart model support for any other types of devices within a customer's network, standard device support can be built in the field for any device, okay? So the key thing here really, George, is from a chargeable perspective rather than the technical perspective. So technically, as we build smart model drivers, we will also be shipping standard devices for those devices that we model, okay? But you're not in any way limited from a standard device perspective to that list, okay? So what we're really doing there is we're giving, you know, the models that we're pre-building, we're giving our folks in the field access to that information so it gets incrementally bigger as we build more models, okay? But again, for everyone else, where we don't have model support, you can go and our guys in the field can go and build standard device support for a device that has a CLI interface.
Okay, and my final question. On the OS manager tier, is the OS manager pricing based on per vendor type model, or is it just how is that pricing broke out again? I did not understand that.
Yeah, so it's for every, basically for every device. So for every device OS manager combination, so you're basically buying the right to use OS manager capability on a device. Okay, so basically as we would go and support upgrading from one OS version to another OS version, and we come along and a customer, you know, in a year's time we go and support another version, the customer doesn't need to pay an additional OS manager support that second time around. They purchase it once.
Okay, so if a device supports multiple OSs today, they only have to purchase it once and they have the ability to go with all the various OSs that are supported for it?
Exactly. So it's an entitlement to use the OS manager capability for a specific device.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yep.
And we show no further questions.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, Nigel, and Gary. That's very informative. This presentation, obviously, is available for download if anybody joined late and would like to catch the first part of it. Tell your friends, tell your peers about this solution, and most importantly, tell your customers about this solution and how we have another technology that is best of breed to help your customer with the problems they're having, you know, managing their infrastructure. So with that, I'll conclude, and please send any questions that you think of afterwards to myself, and I'll make sure that the people get them and get them answered. Have a great day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.